We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
There's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? But Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's five verses in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. Now, I want you to notice what Nicodemus said. How can this thing be? How can an old man be born again? And Jesus Christ makes it plain to him that there are two births, the natural birth and the supernatural birth. Now, when Jesus Christ is talking about except man be born of water, he was not talking about baptism. I'm not a word about that. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the natural birth. Any scientific discussion of that birth, of the natural birth, would have that, except man be born of water and of the Spirit. The natural birth he's talking about and the supernatural birth. In other words, there are two births that are necessary. You are born naturally with water, and then supernaturally you are born of the Spirit. Except man born of water and of the Spirit. Now, there's nothing that you can do that can save you. You're not saved by obeying God. You can't obey God till you are saved. You are saved by accepting what God's done for you. Now, what did God do for you? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ came all the way down from heaven to earth and took your sins and bore those sins on a cross. He purchased a pardon for you. Now, he has a pardon already purchased with his blood. It's free. Salvation's free. Now, it may cost you something in the way of weeping and bitterness and struggle to turn your back on sin and get to Jesus. That's not easy. It's not any picnic occasion. The trouble today, we're making it a picnic occasion. There's too much hip hurrah in this business. You know, in the old days when we held our campaign, we talked to them about repentance and sinning against God. We need some preaching along that line today, more of it. In the old days, we evangelists went to cities and we'd stay there for a week before we'd give an invitation, preaching to the people over and over and over and over again, drilling into them. You had a depth of conviction. And unless there's a depth of conviction, you don't have any depth of repentance. If you don't have a depth of repentance, you don't have any depth in your Christian experience. It's a sort of a picnic movement today. It's an entirely different thing from what it was in the old days. So you may have a struggle, and you may go through hours of bitterness. I've known people that couldn't sleep. I've had folks to call me when I'd be in a hotel somewhere in a town and just say, I can't live if I don't get right with God. I've seen them come in agony under conviction, and maybe they'd stolen money. I've had men to come to me who'd kill their own babies and women who'd murder their own children. You know, if you don't have that deep old-time conviction, you don't get anywhere. But you are not saved by mourning and crying. You're not saved by struggling. You are saved by relaxing. You don't struggle into the thing. You relax into the thing. You come to Jesus Christ. You know you're no good. You know you're a sinner. You know you're lost. And you come to Jesus Christ, and you accept something that Jesus has already for you. What is it? A pardon. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he purchased a pardon for you with his own precious blood. Now, you accept that. Your sins are blotted out, and he imparts to you a new nature. And you become a child of God. Now, you are still a child of Adam in the sense that you are still in the body. But you're a child of God in a supernatural sense. You become a dual personality. You have the flesh and you have the spirit. Now you can have a victory over the flesh by the grace of God, and every Christian should live victoriously. But salvation is a gift. The wages of sin is death. Sin pays wages. But salvation is a gift. The G-I-F-T, gift of God, is eternal life. It's something God gives us. Now, he says you have to be born of water. That's a natural birth. Have to be born of the Spirit. That's a supernatural birth. Now, it's all so clear and so definite. Now, Jesus said that's essential. Now, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 90 years old, on your way to hell 1 second. And the next second, you can be on your way to heaven. Now, isn't that wonderful? talk about the miraculous thing. But, you know, all life's miraculous. It's miraculous about the natural birth. It's miraculous about the supernatural. All life's filled with miraculous things. Things you can't understand, things you can't explain. I never shall forget what Mr. Bryan said about finding a grain of wheat down in some place in Egypt, I think in one of the pyramids or somewhere down there. And he had figured out if he had planted that grain of wheat at that time, way back there when it was stored there, how much wheat would have made through the years, just normally through the years, that he planted and then planted all the wheat you got from it and so forth and so on. And he talked about the miracle of life. You know, men and women, I'm just as conscious, I speak humbly, I'm just as conscious of a spiritual life as I am physical life. I'm no way sure that I'm saved as I know I have hands and feet. Of course, if you're not a Christian, you don't understand. You know, this no-soul religion is a privilege of people. I know whom I believe, see. I know I pass from death into life. Why, that's all through the Bible. You don't have to be tossed about upon an uncertain sea. You don't have to wonder about it. If you come to Jesus, you have a spiritual life. You know, I told you about my friend Dr. Morrison, who somebody asked if he couldn't sin, and he said, yes, he said, I could, but I can't enjoy it since I became a Christian. You know, a Christian can never enjoy sinning. He doesn't have to sin. He shouldn't sin. He ought to live a victorious life. But if he does sin, he doesn't have any fun out of it. You got a new nature. You got something in there. He that's born of God does not commit sin. Practically, it says, he does not practice sin. He cannot practice sin because his seed remains in him, and he cannot just keep on doing the thing. He's up nose and back. He can go so far, maybe, but you feel so miserable and wretched, you come like the prodigal son and said, let me to the husks of swine did eat. Take me back anywhere. Anyway, Lord, I don't ask you anything except to deliver me from all this bitterness and sorrow that's come to me. Now, you know, this thing's real I'm talking to you about. This isn't any vague, mystical, philosophical something that doesn't have any meaning. This is real. I've seen this thing work all these years. It works. We have hundreds of students out here on Bob Jones University. They'll tell you it works. They're going out leading other people to Jesus Christ. They know it works. They're not guessing about it. They know. They've been born again. They know they're born again. Now, the trouble with a man who isn't born again, he can't see. You can't make it plain to him. You try to describe something to a man who's been blind all his life. You have a hard time describing something to him. He has no eyes to see. And you see with your eyes. Now, we Christian people, we born-again people, we see through our spiritual eyes. And you can't make it plain to these people. And you know a great many people, they are blind, spiritually blind. They have no eyes. They can't see. And it sounds like something wild and crazy. They think you're fanatical. I don't think we're crazy folks out here on Bob Jones University campus. I think we have fairly good sense, and I think we're practical, down-to-the-earth business people. And I don't think we're a bunch of nuts out here, but we're the children of God, born into the kingdom of God by a new birth. Now, if you haven't had that, you better have it. Because Jesus said, except a man be born again, and Nicodemus said, how can that happen when you're old? I can't go back and start life over. No, you can't. You can't go back and start over. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if you could? But you can't do that. But you can start right where you are. That's the glory of Christianity. You can't go back to your mother's arms. You can't go back as a little baby and start over. But let me say something to you that I've said numbers of times, possibly. I know I've said it over this country. You can't be from now on all you could have been 25 years ago from then on. But you can be from today on, this very minute, all that God wants you to be from today on. Now, isn't that wonderful? Now, isn't that wonderful? God doesn't ask you to go back. God tells you to start where you are. How are you going to do it? Well, you're going to do it by trusting Jesus Christ. John 3:16, this same chapter says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You believe on him. I've told you numbers of times that to believe on Jesus Christ is just like believing on a doctor. You're sick, and you say, I want Dr. So-and-so. I have confidence in him. He's treated me before. And I've turned my case over to him, and I've heard that he's a wonderful doctor for my kind of trouble. And so you send for the doctor, and he comes around, and you just say, Doctor, I can't do anything myself. I'm getting worse all the time. But I turn the case over to you, and I want you to take my case over. That's what it means to believe in Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ is real. He's not dead. He's alive. Alive forevermore. I've been reading a book by Greenleaf, the great lawyer on the evangelists, the four gospel writers, making them competent witnesses. He puts them on the stand. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. Very deep. It's not easy to get to all in at one time as you go along. And there's no question that Jesus was raised from the dead. They met him after he was raised from the dead. They couldn't have made up that tale. They wouldn't have gone out and died for something that wasn't so. They weren't crazy people. They couldn't have written what they wrote if they'd been crazy. They knew what they were talking about. But they met Jesus Christ. They met him this side of the tomb. They saw him go back to heaven. There are three witnesses that saw him go back to heaven. They told the story. They wouldn't have been lying about that. He was crucified. He was buried. He rose from the dead. Jesus Christ is just as real today as you are, anybody else. He's alive forevermore. Well, when I was 11 years old, I met him. I met him. I didn't meet him like they met him. I didn't eat with him. I didn't touch him. But I met him in the gospel. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I just trusted him. And he saved me. I was made a new creature. I wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect now. But I am a child of God, born again. And you can be born again. Now, you better not take any chances about this thing. You may be a church member. You may be an old church member. You may have been a member of the church all your life, nearly, and never been saved. You better be sure about it. All right, now, notice closely. Nicodemus said, can a man be born again when he's old? How can that be? None of your business how it can be. You don't have to know how people are born into this world. All you have to do is to come on into the world, the physical world. And you don't have to know the supernatural. All you have to do is to come in contact with the supernatural. Lord Jesus Christ, what a wonderful, precious, blessed Savior he is. Are you saved? I'm asking you this morning. Are you saved? Why don't you trust Jesus Christ? Why do you go on wondering about the thing, tossed about upon an uncertain sea? Why don't you settle it? You better settle it. Eternity is a long time, and if Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said, and you are not born again, you're in a bad fix. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And you can be born again, whether you're old or young. You can be saved by grace and faith through the atoning blood of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts to thee in praise. We thank thee for Jesus Christ. We thank thee for saving mercy. We thank thee for the atoning blood. Help us to be faithful to him. We pray and bless us in all of our plans. Keep us near thyself. Keep us true to thee. Help us to meet somebody in heaven sometime because of this little simple message this morning. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.